Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It was a week that, believe it or not, was incredibly boring, and I don't have a cool, funny intro. So this... No, I've got nothing.
Yeah, it's very dry.
Yeah, I scrolled through. For some reason, I've changed my voice four times through this. I've scrolled through the document, hoping to find the lead that I could intro with. And there's literally nothing good. I don't know what the title is going to be yet. Normally, I have an idea. Rough idea. We'll see. 100% we'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll latch onto something and talk about it for far too long.
That's true. We will. Probably something along the lines of...
Google?
Could be. But I've already run the circles around Google. What was the thing we were talking about downstairs?
Aliens.
Ah, that's true. Yes, aliens. And the existence thereof. Area 52. Oh, Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft.
That'll be a whole talk. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Might be a boring episode. Might be boring news. Who knows?
I'm sure we'll find something.
There'll be no news. Just us talking about random things.
There is no spoon.
You'll find that it is you who bends, not the spoon. Getting a fourth.
I know, I'm 50-50 on if I wanted to say what I was going to say. I was going to say, what a dumb movie. I honestly don't give a shit after one. Like, one was like, okay, cool concept, cool film. And then two and three, and I just went, I don't give a shit anymore. It got too in its own weeds.
Yeah, for sure.
For my liking.
I appreciate the Ducati, and was it second or third one? Third one?
What's her name on the
yeah,
when she's doing like the roof slide or whatever? Yep. Yeah,
I just appreciate the motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, there were some cool scenes in it. I mean, obviously the Neo and Agent Smith like pivot scene, mm-hmm. like it, some cool shots and stuff in it, but it was just overrated.
Maybe I think we need more time.
More time, we're getting a fourth one.
I feel like...
It's been a lot of time.
I feel like movies did... I feel like it was a pivot for movies. Like, how they're shot, how they're made.
Oh, I would definitely say it has, like, landmark historical implications.
Yeah.
But my enjoyment of said movie is slowly going downhill the more I think about it.
Yes. Just the first one.
First one I'm fine with, the entire thing. But then I can't bring myself to watch two and three. I don't have the admiration where, like, I can look at Clone Wars and go, this is terrible, but I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost meme-able.
What did I watch recently? Fuck. Eh, well, we'll get to that eventually. Right, hopefully I'll remember it.
You got roughly an hour. Ballpark.
Ballpark.
Could be 3 hours. You never know.
3 hours.
I get it. Ballpark joke. Baseball season.
Baseball.
Baseball.
A lot of baseball news.
There is a lot of baseball news. There are a lot of baseball things. A lot of baseball. Baseball, as some friends of ours would say, not really friends, wish they were, hot on the streets.
Hot on the streets?
In.
Freaky in the sheets.
Ooh, interesting. That is an angle that has not been explored yet. How freaky is baseball in the sheets? Things like into butt stuff?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Some people don't consider that freaky.
Just, you know, where can you stick the bat?
Ooh,
where can you stick the balls?
Which end of the bat?
Both.
Interesting. I have more questions than answers now.
What can you do with the glove?
Catch. Anything. It might be too early in the podcast for me to really lean into the topic I was about to ask you. So let's actually intro this and move on.
Yeah.
How did that get
what?
Oh, you only put it around the, okay.
Well, normally I take the burrito blanket, yeah, or the wrap blanket, and I put it behind.
Right.
But then every time I sit on the couch, I pull it out. So
fair enough.
It's kind of like a,
it's a pull out couch.
The implications.
Because of the implications. You have no choice on that couch if you look at it. You know, you really think about it. Can't tell that story later.
This is the Gamers 2 podcast. Welcome. I don't even know the intro anymore.
You wrote your weekly it, roundup. And then you also said you were going to change it.
I know, right? Your weekly roundup.
2 months ago, we were a week away from video and you changing an intro, and we've thrown both of those things to the wind.
That's how we roll.
That is 100% how we roll. That was our gym resolution, and then we just... Anyway, continue. Yes.
Yeah. Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest.
Yes.
Like baseball. I don't know.
Clearly baseball. Baseball animes?
Anime, yeah, baseball animes.
Hasn't started back up, I assume.
No, no new season.
Sad day for you.
Yeah, they take a while, these animes.
But do they?
Yeah, man, that's...
Don't they just throw them in like anime sweatshops now and pump them out?
Well, they do, but they still take a while because they gotta wait for the manga. The manga.
Ah, yes.
Gotta wait for them to draw it and write it, and then they're like, we're gonna take this, we're gonna turn it into motion and voice acting.
Oh, voice acting. What a joy it would be. Probably one of those, like, joy if I also was doing another job type of thing. Or if my name was Troy Baker or Nolan North.
Yeah. I'd be terrible at voice acting, so.
I mean, I probably wouldn't be good at it either. I never did theater or anything, and I think a lot of those guys did, or have some acting background of sorts.
Probably
I just true. Talk.
You do a podcast.
I mean, I'll go grab a random Wikipedia page or something and start reading that. The old mic test move.
Read an audiobook. Read a book and turn it into an audiobook.
The thing about reading an audiobook, though, is I have to read something that's like factual if I was going to do that. Because some of them, you get some audio people that a character shows up and they try to give it a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get some people that sound like salad fingers.
Yeah.
I still, every time I think of audiobooks, it's like...
Rusty spoons.
Exactly.
On my salad fingers.
Every time that I think of audiobooks, I think of The Good End, which I've experienced with The Killer Collective by Barry Eisler, and the audio... I can't remember who was reading it, but the audiobook that I had for that was great. And then I remember The Bad End, which was somebody sounded like the salad fingers person, and I couldn't listen to the book.
Yeah, it is amazing.
This is unbelievably terrifying.
It's amazing how much of a difference the person doing the audiobook makes. Like,
100%.
I wish the norm was for the author to do it.
So do I, but we know for a fact there's certain ones. I wish they were like consulted, though, or something.
Yeah.
Like, somebody kind of read through the book and went, okay, what about, like, is this kind of what you envisioned when you were doing the person? And they're like, yeah, that's about right. And maybe they are, at least on some. And other ones, I'm sure there's probably more of a, just do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would hope that whoever did the salad fingers one heard it and went, no. And they're like, well, we did it anyway. And you're like, fine.
Well, if you don't want to listen to audiobooks.
Salad fingers. Or salad fingers.
Or salad fingers. There's always new releases.
Things like the Harvest Moon. new release number one, Harvest Moon One World on the Switch. Number two, Maketti. I hope that's right and it's not Maquette.
I would assume it was Maquette, but I don't think it really matters because I don't know.
I mean, Marquette is the college.
Yeah.
But it's off by one letter, obviously, and that says Maquette for the PC, PS5, and PS4. But from now on, that will be known as Maquette.
Okay, Maquette.
Like Machete? Maquette.
I like it.
Number three, Monster Jam Steel Titans 2 for the PC, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and Stadia. Number four, Yakuza Like a Dragon for the PS5. Number five, Sir Lovelot for the PC, PS5, PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch. Number six, No, I didn't look this up. Genosia, Silent G.
That's what my first assumption was. Silent G.
See, that's what I went there, and then I was like, "But Genosia sounds pretty good."
Yeah, Genosia does sound good
for the Switch. Kill It With Fire for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. We've talked about Kill It With Fire before. Do you remember that game?
No,
that was the one where there's like bugs and spiders in the room, and you just blow the entire house away, essentially, in order to kill the one spider.
Sounds like a good game.
Number eight, Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition for the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Number nine, Ranch Simulator for the PC.
Lots of simulators.
You want to simulate being a dressing? Ranch. Strong suspicion? Not what that one's about.
You never know nowadays, though.
True. There is a game called I Am Bread. Maybe, I Am Bread, Ranch Simulator. I can't think of an actual decent sounding connection that doesn't make me actually gag. Because I don't think ranch and bread go really together.
I put ranch on a sandwich every once in a while.
Really? What kind of sandwich, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't do it often.
Just like cold meat sandwich?
Like a cold cut sandwich.
Cold cuts and you ranch that?
Sometimes when I get feisty, you know.
You're just really feeling yourself that day, and you're like,
I'm feeling something.
I'm risking this and going ranch. Is that the only sauce, though? Like the only, I say sauce, not really sauce. Is that the only
condiment?
Thing? Condiment, yeah.
Yeah. Usually.
Like you're not putting mayo and ranch on there.
No, usually just ranch.
All right. That's more acceptable, but I like.
Yeah.
You ever tried shaving with Miracle Whip?
Shaving with what?
It's a Pete Holmes joke. He's like, I live alone. I can do whatever I want. Start shaving with Miracle Whip. You'll be surprised how far you get. You'd be like, zesty.
It's frightening.
He's like, but on the downside, I choke on my soup. I die alone. Number 10 in games that came out this week. Anton Ball Deluxe for the PC. And number 11, 2 Point Hospital Jumbo Edition for the PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch.
Jumbo.
2 Point Hospital. Still, that's I think the second time in 2 weeks I've called it out now. I believe last week was DLC.
Still kicking.
It's a fun game. If you like hospital simulators and people becoming light bulbs for heads, because they have a case of lightheadedness.
Ooh, top shelf comedy.
There's also one where they turn into Freddie Mercury, but I don't remember what that one's called. No, it's not AIDS. Oh. I could see this. I could see the tires start spinning, and it was just a matter of time before I could beat you to your own joke.
Freddie Mercury. Are you sure, though?
I'm pretty sure. There is one, though. Maybe it is, but I definitely think there was one that made them have, like, the large teeth and, like, a sequined, like, suit jacket. I can't remember what it was called, though. Because lightheadedness obviously made sense. It was something like similar. It wasn't. It's not. There's not a queen thing. I couldn't remember what it was called.
I don't know.
But anyway, shall we do the news, RT Coles?
I suppose we have to.
I know this is going to be a really useless question, but odds or evens?
I don't have any strong feelings towards one or the other.
Do you like odd numbers more or even numbers? Just in theory, just like...
Probably even numbers more.
Like I mean, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
It kind of depends. Like, I'm really weird about, like, the volume knob on the car.
Now, see, the volume knob in a car will spark a controversy in this office.
I very much have to land on even numbers unless... It's kind of weird.
Unless, is there one specific number you're okay with that's an odd number?
15.
All right.
Usually fives. Fives and even numbers seem to be my thing.
Fives and zeros. That's it. There's nothing in between of those as far as I'm concerned. 1, 0, 5, 10. If 10's not enough, or if 10's too much, then 5 should be fine. If that's not the case, I no.
You're screwed.
Yeah. See, either shut much... up and listen to 5, or talk a little bit and put it on 10. If I'm trying to figure out where I'm going for directions, 2. Or off, because I need to focus, and for some reason, I can look better with less sound. I don't know what the reason is behind that. Not a scientist.
But it's like a sensory thing, I think, because like sometimes, like, for whatever reason, if I can't hear someone, I'll like pull my mask down. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, you're like, hold on, let me hear you real quick. Let me pull down my mask and open my mouth so I can absorb the sound.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know if it's like me subconsciously being like, uncover your mouth.
Oh, you're looking at them going, I got nothing. Nothing. See what I'm doing? Yeah, you do that now. The amount of like weird things, the old like, all right, I gotta focus up type move, which yeah. is it's the same thing, right? You lean forward in the couch, makes you a better gamer.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't.
It also doesn't help when you're playing a racing game if you turn your body. Or the old, and I'm guilty of this 100%. Playing a shooter and moving your head to see around, like is there somebody up there? But you're not moving your camera; you're just moving your head to look at the same screen that hasn't changed.
That's why VR is satisfying.
VR is very satisfying.
In that way.
Yeah. And you realize it's not real. And the disappointment sets in.
Or you break something.
So I know that settled nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do we land on? Odds or evens for either of us?
I'll take odds.
Okay.
To be fair, I agree, but... with the radio thing. But if there's anybody just landing on 12 or 14 would honestly piss me off the most, because you're a step away from 15. And if you're saying that 14's fine, but 15's not, but 16 is, you need to be in a fucking institution.
I do use 12.
12 is acceptable because of the 10 to 15 range. I would allow it. But if you're somebody that's like, it's got to be on evens, but 15's not okay between, or like, wait, I just not.
It's complicated.
There's a lot of things that just don't make sense there.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with somebody said they were on odds. Like, you're going to tell me the one between two odd numbers is not okay. What?
I feel like they should just not give us numbers and just give us, like, a bar or something.
Yes. All right. How do you feel on bars? You're more like a bar graph guy, circle guy, sliding scale, just no number. Just it's that old, the old like radio. Well, there's that one. I was going more horizontal with it.
Oh, like just a bar that goes
max to min and you just tweak.
That'd be pretty dope.
Like you were tuning in an old radio station that these kids today never had to do.
What was I thinking? Oh, I saw a telephone booth the other day. Not a telephone booth, but like a payphone.
Oh, okay. I say, if you saw a telephone booth in this country, you're
I saw real a payphone, but it was covered up by a sign. Like they were trying. It was at a gas station.
Was it covered up by like a Verizon sign?
No, it was like covered up by like a vinyl like cover that was a sign. Oh,
okay, okay.
Like they'd clearly just been like, oh, let's make a sign that will fit over this to hide it. Because, you know, we don't want anyone to see a payphone.
Yeah. 21st century, we can't do that. Those things have been outlawed. It's the illegal way to make contact now. Number one. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Valve announced that it is stopping development of Artifact. In a blog post, the Artifact team says that while it has accomplished most of its game side goals with the Artifact 2.0 beta, it hasn't managed to get enough active players to justify further development. After its launch in 2018, the original Artifact received criticism for its monetization, including paid card packs and a marketplace where users could buy and sell individual cards. Both versions of Artifact, the original, aka Classic, and the 2.0 reboot, now called Foundry, will be kept online and made available for free to everyone on Steam, free of microtransactions or purchases. I can't say I'm surprised.
Pull the plug.
There are very few card games that can exist.
Yep.
Simultaneously.
Yep.
And I just don't think they had it to... I think they were really hoping to obviously get all the Dota people in because that's when they announced it. If I remember correctly, they announced it during the international 1 year. But just the same crowd's not... They're not the same crowd. They're two different groups.
Was this developed directly by Valve or by another studio?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe this was like the first... When we heard of Valve getting back into dev or game dev, this was like the first thing we heard.
Valve developing games. Crazy.
Listen, they once again stopped before 3. They got to Artifact 2 and they're like, well, we can't do this anymore, so we're just going to stop.
At least they pulled the plug fairly early, I guess. 2 years? 3 years? No, it's 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. Do we care? Probably not.
No, I never played it.
I didn't. I clearly didn't either.
Yeah, it wasn't. I have very specific things I look for in a card game, and I just didn't give a shit. Like, I need it to be around a world that I already know, like, which is why Hearthstone was really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was based on Warcraft, so I got that, but then I haven't played that. Oh, long time. And then I tried the League of Legends one. I think it's a decent enough card game that does stuff differently than the other card games, but I was just kind of like, eh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yu-Gi-Oh, obviously. Throw that out there. It's always a show.
Gwent,
once again, different play style, so it does get to be unique in that standout, but I can never stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I usually download it, I play it for a bit, and then I go, all right. It might last on the phone for 2 weeks, which is not, like, good.
Yeah.
That's usually, other than, there are very few things game-wise that have stayed on the phone for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There are, like, three specifically I can think of. And Magic, because I've played it forever, that I will always go back to. That's on the PC right now.
Disgusting.
Wow, sir.
I don't know. I just have an aversion towards card games.
I mean, you can have an aversion towards it. It's probably because at this point I've annoyed you enough with Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, I think that's probably existing Yu-Gi-Oh, really.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
Did you have your Pokemon card stolen as a kid?
No.
Were you never good at card games?
Never got into them.
Poker, terrible.
Never really played it. I mean, once or twice, maybe.
Blackjack?
Played it a little bit.
Rummy? Hold'em? Craps?
I mean,
not a card game.
Yeah, not a card game. I've played most card games, but not more than a couple times.
I guess when I'm asking those, I don't mean like at a table. I mean, like, just hanging out with friends and, like, let's play Doctor's Hold'em.
A couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never was, like, a big thing.
I mean, we didn't have, like, poker nights. We did at Whitney's wedding. We made poker nights, yeah. And we went and bought way too many Oreos and gambled with Oreos, but
that's a wise decision.
It is until somebody goes bankrupt or, you know, loses their pot because they've been eating their Oreos.
I mean, that's a good point. I would also be doing that.
You got to buy two. You got to buy an eat stash and a play stash. Balance until yourself wisely.
Until
you eat both stashes, yeah. Then you all, you know.
Well, that's just a rough night.
You're going to be Never mind.
Number two. Sony has announced a new slate of PlayStation VR games for later this year. Perhaps a little surprising considering how they just announced their plans for a second generation PSVR for PS5. Anyway, there are six games in total. We'll just mention a few. Doom 3 VR, the only title with a specific release date, which is March 29th.
Soon!
It's a retooled port of the original 2004 shooter and its two expansions. After the Fall, which is from the creator of Arizona Sunshine, a popular zombie VR shooter. I Expect You to Die 2, a sequel to the successful Escape Room title originally announced for Steam in January.
Cool.
Yeah. And then a couple others that are pre-existing games that are just being ported essentially to the PSVR, similar to I Expect You to Die 2, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I Expect You to Die is a fun game, so makes sense for bringing the second one over as well.
Yeah, and Arizona Sunshine is like probably one of the top five VR games on PC, I think.
Huh. Do you know what the other four are?
Half-Life Alyx, Boneworks,
Always forget about Boneworks.
Sword and Sorcery, I think, is pretty popular.
Interesting.
You're
at four.
There's one obvious one that I'm really forgetting.
I'm hoping it's Superhot.
Oh, yeah, Superhot's... Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know if Superhot's up there.
I feel like it's not, and it angers me.
There's probably,
but I'm not.
Well, I guess I should say one of the more popular, like, I'm going to use this term extremely loosely, but take into context that it's VR, Arizona Sunshine would be like one of VR's like AAA titles. Actually, the Walking Dead game is another one. That's the other
pillar of VR.
Yeah. Saints and Sinners, I think, is what the Walking Dead game's called.
That sounds right.
It's actually surprisingly good, I guess.
The one Walking Dead game that is?
Yeah.
Unlike the show? Should have been. Never mind. That's not going to be a good thought. It's just going to get worse. Number three. Nintendo has released a software update for its Wii U console. What year is it?
2021.
Are you sure you wrote the doc for this year?
I triple take on this. So yeah,
its first update in nearly 2.5 years. The console has made the big jump from version 5.5.3 to 5.5.5, and the crowd goes wild. The patch notes are very vague, so it's hard to tell exactly what changed. Quote, further improvements to overall system stability and other minor adjustments have been made to enhance the user experience for those of you that are left, end quote. Classic.
Why?
I'm less curious about why and more curious about who. Because they had to dedicate manpower to do this. So which dev pissed somebody off? And they went, you're now doing the latest Wii U software update. And they went, we haven't done one in 2.5 years. And they went, yeah, your turn. Like, was it the equivalent of the throw the guy out of the office meme? And instead of throwing him from the third story window, they just said, and you have to develop the Wii U update.
The only thing I can think of is like maybe they were turning something off.
Like a feature or?
Yeah, or like they had to do something to like...
I mean, I could see it would be that or some type of like security thing that they don't want to say.
Yeah, but who would even care at that point? Like it would have to be something, a security thing that would affect them maybe? So like...
Some type of just like networking flaw or yeah. something where they're like, it can people could see your accounts if they were looking at this point or something. Or they lost like a license on some type of middleware that they're like, all right, well, we just need to put this out so we can kick that part to the curb or something.
Bizarre.
There's things, but when the update notes are vague, you get speculation.
So bizarre. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. How bizarre. Number four.
I wish I knew any other lyric to that song.
Same.
I've heard it more than enough.
I'm not a lyric person.
Well, I need subtitles.
Yeah, I'm not a lyrics person.
I'm a lyric person to some extent. One of my favorite lyrics. I don't know if I can do this, actually. To the windows. To the walls.
To the sweat.
Drop down my balls. Y'all, skeet, skeet, skeet. How that song exists is unbelievable to me.
You'll get there. Do you want me to read the next one?
I mean, I can do it, I think. I think it's sensory warning. This is where the explicit screen would come up and you'd see the like Run DMC title or something with parental advisory. But I think the line was "Bawk, bawk, cause you chicken motherfuckers that want to run their mouth when I'm rapid like no other. The only reason they hate's cause they lames and they suckers and we all know they fake and they sweeter than Smuckers."
Wow.
And I was like, that's pretty good.
How poetic.
It is. I won't tell you who wrote it though.
Okay.
My cousin.
All right.
A little bit of bias.
Fantastic.
But also just because it just all lined right up.
It did.
Yeah.
It did line right up.
You're welcome. Whoever thanked me for that, you're welcome.
Number four.
Oh, and more Nintendo.
Nintendo is expected to reveal the long-rumored upgrade for its best-selling Switch console later this year. Bloomberg spoke to sources close to the company's plans, who offered details on the new device's specifications and manufacturing schedule. The new Switch will reportedly have a 7-inch OLED screen, OLED, whatever you want to say there, an upgrade from the 6.2-inch display of the standard model or the 5.5 of the Switch Lite, both which are LCD. The OLED is expected to reduce battery consumption and offer higher contrast and 720p resolution. Bloomberg sources claim Nintendo opted for an OLED as a cheaper but less flexible alternative to the screens usually used for high-end smartphones. At 720p, I can't imagine how high-end it would be. The next model is also expected to offer 4K ultra-high-def graphics when docked and played via the TV. The new screens are expected to be manufactured by Samsung Display. Mass production will reportedly begin in June, initially creating a little under 1 million units per month. These will be shipped to assemblers in July.
All right, so this is the part where we hit fun Nate speculation and I told you so moments.
Okay.
Because this is basically what we talked about last time.
Yep. It is... There was a lot of... maybe not a lot, but there was a fair amount of coincidental news this week compared to a lot of what we spoke about last week.
Well, so. as you and I have now experienced... Discord alerting me of messages.
Yeah, fuck off, Discord.
I'm busy here. Yeah, I'm walking here.
The cranes.
Spider-Man, the cranes. Swing between them. I don't know what accent I'm doing anymore. I live in Queens. Anyway, the it's like a really, really bad Ray Romano. It similar to what we kind of said last week, and yeah, as you said, a lot of coincidental news, but it we've noticed in the last 7 days a podcast that is basically verbatim what we've discussed over the last 2 years is now discussing all of the same things again and
relevant topics.
And it's basically it is so us just saying it when we're like, yeah, exactly. Thank you. And then also discuss Nintendo Switch news and how I would expect an upgraded console to go. And then boom, rumors are exactly that upgraded console. The only thing I didn't have was I didn't expect a bigger screen.
So do you know the resolution on the original Switch?
It was something like 540 in handheld and 720 or 800 or something weird when docked.
Okay.
It was supposed to be 1080, I think, when docked, but they couldn't hit 720 in handheld mode, so it was hitting like 5 or 6 something.
It's crazy to me that the upgrade is 720p.
So here's the thing, though. It's in handheld mode. Mm-hmm. And when you start moving that screen, which is an OLED screen, and if you do the math and you hold it, I think the number is like something like 16 inches away from your face or whatever, it doesn't look like 720 anymore for being on that small of a screen and being that compact. Mm-hmm. The only way it'll look 720 is if, once again, a dev sucks at it. But that's the problem with the Switch. Nintendo things will they'll look good no matter what. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the moment you give it to a non-Nintendo person, you go, okay, to make this look good, and you're like,
yeah.
They just don't know how to leverage it the same way. But in the idea of the upgraded one being 720 handheld, I'm assuming that's what they're doing, is they're saying, well, 720 handheld at this screen, at this distance where, you know, somebody's not trying to hold it up and play from right here, they're playing from out here, would equate to this. Because I don't know how you make the jump from a 720 handheld to a 4K TV display without something else helping it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely is. What's happening here is what you said last week, where there's going to be some helper hardware in the dock.
In the dock, yeah.
Yeah. And if there isn't, and they're just saying it's going to hit 4K, they'd be full of shit.
Yeah, and they'll probably end up getting called out where somebody goes, well, it's actually 2K, and then it's,
yeah.
Lawsuit. Here we go. Controller drift and wrong resolutions. Every time we come up here to fucking record, I hiccup.
It happens. What's the Switch, $299?
Yes. The light is
$199. Price drop on the original, and this one slides in, or this one comes in more expensive?
Interesting choice.
Like $349 or $399? $399 would be a tough sell, I feel like.
I think $349 is a safe bet, but I also wouldn't be surprised at $299 and they drop the current one to $250 or lower, probably $250, mm-hmm. to keep $199, $250, and then $300. They could go $350. The problem, I think, is they're going to go, it's more powerful, but also we need to give you more memory on board, because I don't know that they can get away with not giving you more memory on board and saying, here's an increase in price. And
this was the other thing I was going to mention that I saw today after I did the doc. They're granted, I guess we should grain of salt this. These are rumors still. Granted, it's from a major news outlet, but it's still technically a rumor. The second part of that, which I read today, was that this Switch will apparently have games that will only run on this Switch, which seems more outlandish to me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it does seem outlandish, but that I think it'll end up being like Nintendo first party things. It won't be.
Yeah.
Won't externals, be. But then also, part of the problem with creating a higher resolution game is that your files get bigger.
Yeah.
So you either have to give somebody better onboard memory management, Which is the problem I think we have with raising the price. If you don't give them more storage and you're going to say, well, now it's 4K, so now you need that 128 gig memory card in it. Well, now you start blurring a very fine line of...
There's like a snowball effect happening.
Yeah.
Because, updated hardware, faster, higher screen resolution, you need more storage space, and it's hard for me to imagine that it would fit into that price bracket as well. So,
yeah, there are a lot of things or whatever you want to say that go into all of that. Because then you got to buy new, you know, the Joy-Con's the same all the way across. I assume they would be. But if it's a bigger screen, what does that mean for the size of the Joy-Cons?
Yeah. Unless they're it's OLED, so they could reduce the bezel, I guess.
But even in reducing the bezel, the diagonal's bigger. It's a 6.2 to a 7. So even if you reduce the bezel, the height will still increase. So do you not go... At least I'm assuming that's the measurement. So then do you just deal with it and not have perfect lines around the whole side and be off if you're using original Joy-Cons, or are the new ones going to be slightly longer to aesthetically please the edges?
It'd be such a bad move to make the Joy-Cons different.
Only by like 2 millimeters, not 2 millimeters, but enough where they wouldn't be. But then
do the new Joy-Cons fit on the old Switch?
Right, exactly. But are the old ones usable on the questions? Also, this doesn't exist yet, so.
Yeah. But I guess in retrospect, it would make sense for a mid... It's midlife, so you'd expect a refresh.
We would, but also the Wii and Wii U were not midlife refreshes. The Wii U, in fact, it didn't have one. The Wii didn't have one. Nintendo doesn't do midlife refreshes.
Yeah, this goes back to last week's discussion, which was I was in the camp that there wouldn't be one and we just should get a new console in another 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But
as I said, Nintendo loves its SKUs.
Yeah.
Because they did this garbage with the 3DS, 2DS, DS, DSi, DSi Lite.
Yep. So I guess it comes down to handheld approach or traditional console.
And it's a console with a handheld approach.
So.
Is the way it sounds. So it's the console with a handheld approach. Because they won't tell it. They won't call it a handheld.
No.
Number five.
I would take a dock upgrade with regular Switch.
Interesting. I wonder if they can't do that because of the way that things have to talk to each other. I wonder if that's not an option for them.
I could totally see that. If it was an option, though, I feel like that would be a good...
I feel like it would be a much better idea. I agree that you just take your standard Switch, they give you a dock that now allows you to output 4K to your TV, like your handheld stays the same.
Yeah.
The handheld image doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, it's the TV that would upset
people. Yeah, it would be really benefit for people.
Yeah.
Number five, Sony Interactive Entertainment announced that it will stop offering TV shows and movies on the PlayStation Store. Quote, SIE head of video business Vanessa Lee said in a post on the PlayStation blog, double quote, we've seen tremendous growth from PlayStation fans using subscription-based and ad-based entertainment streaming services on our consoles. With this shift in customer behavior, we have decided to no longer offer movie and TV purchases and rentals through PlayStation Store as of August 31st, 2021. Double end quote. Those who have already purchased movies or TV shows will still be able to watch them on demand after that date. Makes sense. They can cross it off their list of things to worry about. And worry about other things now.
Yeah. I appreciate the new, well, it's not really new anymore, but Sony's willingness to cut the fat.
Well, they've already eliminated every TV. This officially kills every TV aspect they had.
Yeah.
PlayStation Vue is gone. Whatever else I'm thinking of, gone. Buying it on the store, gone. Just means they don't have to worry about it.
Nice.
And now they get to blame somebody else if something goes wrong. Like, oh, Netflix doesn't. Oh, let's talk to Netflix. Not my problem.
You remember the Xbox 360 and the PS3, how like they were billing them as like
media consoles?
Yeah, all-in-one media consoles.
Remember the Xbox One?
Yeah.
Xbox One launch, which...
with the TV?
So bad. So bad. And it started with the Windows 8 OS, so it was all tile-based and garbage.
Yep. And then we come full circle, and we're at the PS5 and Xbox One X, and they're like hardcore game consoles.
Yeah.
So classic.
Because everybody, well, that and like at the time, smart TVs weren't really they hadn't permeated the system like they have now. And also everything that they wanted to do, a Chromecast, a Fire TV, a Roku, or whatever, Roku Ultra, whatever they're called, Apple TV, smart TVs on their own, all do it better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing to me.
Like, it's only weird for me because of who I am, that I have a smart TV downstairs, but I have a Fire TV plugged into it. But that's just because I have security problems. Well, not problems, concerns. Because I know what I'm looking at.
The other part of that, too, though, is that smart TVs have come so far in such a small amount of time. Like, the first few...
well, yeah, iterations they weren't $7,000 anymore either.
Yeah. And like the smart TV component in a lot of the early TVs were just like unusable.
Oh yeah, they were terrible. But you also, like you said, they were terrible and you had to reach price-wise for them. Now, if you try to buy not a smart TV, it's actually harder to find.
Yeah, I don't even think you could find one anymore.
Right. It's much harder to not buy a smart TV than it was to buy a smart TV.
Craziness.
Because like when I was looking for the one downstairs, I didn't want to buy a smart TV.
Yeah.
But I just don't have that option. Unless I wanted to risk doing what I don't like doing, which is order a TV online.
Yeah.
No.
Even then, I'm sure you probably would have been charged through the fucking nose for it.
I would have been charged absolutely through the nose, and then it would have shown up broken. It 100% would have shown up with a ding somewhere in the box that looked like somebody drove a forklift through it. That would have been like great.
Waste of time.
Guarantee this thing has a clip somewhere near the bottom of it. Pull it out of the box, and of course you're like, oh, it only caught this styrofoam, and then you realize there's a giant dent in the bottom.
Yeah. Crazy.
Do you remember that one that took the like pallet jack leg straight through the thing that we found? There was just a pallet jack fork-sized hole in the bottom of one of our TV boxes. It was like, oh, which one of you dumbasses managed to do this one?
So many.
I swear, it's how it came off the truck. You better hope it is.
Number 6. Electronic Arts is pausing Need for Speed development as it moves Criterion over to help EA and EA DICE.
You all right there, Shatner?
No, I'm fucking having a stroke.
You Shatnered that whole sentence.
I'm having a stroke.
As it moves over to help.
Anyways, over to help EA DICE finish this fall's upcoming Battlefield game. Laura Mealy, EA's... Mealy? Male?
I fucking don't know, man.
Mealy? I'm going with Mealy. Laura Mealy, EA's chief studios officer, told Polygon that the next Need for Speed game will be postponed for a year.
It might just be Meal.
Could be. And that with current working conditions due to COVID-19 and the recent acquisition of Codemasters, reassigning Criterion was a rational call. Electronic Arts confirmed in a statement that Need for Speed is now targeting fiscal year 2023, with Codemasters' next racing game arriving in 2022, fiscal 2022. Mealy said, DICE Los Angeles, which is under the lead of Respawn Entertainment's Vince Zampella, is also working on the development of the next Battlefield, primarily working on its live service components. Does any of that scare you?
No.
Is all of this par for the course?
No. So here's the part that I get confused.
Okay.
Do you remember a little game that subtitle escapes me currently, but it was Battlefield Cops and Robbers?
Hardline.
That one.
Yeah.
What if I told you, and this isn't true, but what if I told you they're going to do that again? That's why Criterion's going to go help, because they got to figure out the driving.
Hardline was a big flop.
Right. Because it should have been Battlefield 3 DLC.
Yes.
Or 4.
Whichever,
3, 4, whichever one it was. I think 3 DLC.
I didn't see it that way.
I don't think that's actually what's happening.
I appreciate the perspective.
It's not a good perspective.
Yes. I think this is... I saw it as classic EA where it's like, this game isn't nearly close to where it needs to be out on time. Let's put all of our eggs in that basket. And also, since they bought Codemasters, I feel like that's going to be the new racing darling. So they're like, we can just use this as a support studio when we need to. Then also, what's interesting to me is DICE LA.
Yes.
Working on it.
Right.
Because they were, unless they have two teams, which is, could they might have more than two teams, they were working on something else, I thought, right?
Wasn't it the Medal of Honor VR game that came out?
Was that them?
Yeah. That was Vince's team. Pretty sure it was that team.
Okay, so maybe that they don't have anything or whatever. Maybe they are available.
Vince has that team and he has the other team, which is working on working on Apex and the next Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
And I believe he was the one that announced the Medal of Honor thing, so I would imagine that was the LA studio.
That's right. Okay. I'm starting to remember now. Yeah.
But here's my thing. I don't know a ton about Criterion's history, right? I know they do the Need for Speed series. But you're going to move them to help on Battlefield, which we're assuming, I'm assuming, is a modern-day Battlefield. I think we're done going old. I think we're going modern-day now. Because they've been removed from it for enough time.
Have we seen any of the new Battlefield at all?
No. Normally, we would get something in like April to May. They would do their teaser, which is usually around the same time Call of Duty does their little teaser. And we get the like confirmation of what the setting is and like an hour long weird panel with the devs where they're like, yeah, we wanted to go to this or we wanted to show off this map and these type of things. And then we don't hear about anything other than some trailers and random things for five months.
What timeline is Black Ops 2?
Probably this fall.
Or whatever one just came out. Whatever one just came out. Well, was that just regular Black Ops?
Yeah, we'd be on Modern Warfare 2 coming up.
What era was that game set in?
Black Ops?
Yeah.
Vietnam. Cold War, sorry. Not Vietnam. Vietnam does have an effect in it, but Cold War specifically.
I was
almost
thinking
more like, I don't know, 70s, 80s. Because you're doing the old Miami Vice angle on certain things. So, but I don't think they give a shit what they're doing because they saw what Modern Warfare did, and I think they 100% want back into modern. They ran two back to back: Battlefield 1, Battlefield 5, whatever.
One was good.
They were both old.
Yep, one was successful. 5 was by their standards not
right, and this is year 3 of it. So I would expect the Battlefield this year
to be modern,
to be a new Battlefield and be modern, because we haven't had a Battlefield in 3 years because they've just been updating. That was the whole Pacific Theater update and stuff like that. But
what's your favorite Battlefield game?
Bad Company 2.
All right, excluding Bad Company. Main, what's your favorite main Battlefield game? Everyone wants Bad Company, but I'm pretty sure they said they're not doing another Bad
Company. Oh, no, they're not doing one.
Which is fucking stupid. This is what I love about EA. Their audience, their fan base is saying, we want this. And they're like, nah.
I also partially wonder, though, if they're scared. Because they know that there's a potential that they could never do it right, no matter what they do.
That's true. That's true.
There is that semi-part of it. It's the same thing with Valve. Like, they can't make Half-Life 3.
Yeah, which they try to skirt it, and they did a pretty good job skirting it.
But I'm pretty sure that's like what Gabe has said, is I think he knows no matter what, he can't make Half-Life 3.
Do you think Bad Company 2 is far enough removed to where they could do a remaster or whatever?
Yes. I think it was before the last one.
Why not just fucking do that?
Because it was a 360 title.
Anyways,
so there's that, but I think we get a modern one. My favorite one, I can't remember if it's 2 or 3. I feel like it's 2. Because I believe I bought 3. So, remember when the PS4 came out? And we got buy 2, get 1 at Target that week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure one of the ones I got was Battlefield 3 for the PC, along with Killzone and Infamous for the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really play Battlefield that much on the 3. But I'm pretty sure I played the shit out of 2 with Kenny and Aaron, and obviously we played a ton of the Bad Company, but I believe it was Battlefield 2, and we just went ham, and we were good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed 1. I enjoyed 5. I enjoyed them both. Or 4, whatever. Was this one 4? It was a 1, 2, 3, 1, 4. So I feel like that's what they did.
The most recent one was 5.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was 4.
4 was another modern one.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it went Battlefield 3, 4. Well, I think it went Battlefield 3, Hardlines, Battlefield 4.
It might be 3.
Battlefield 1, then Battlefield 5.
It might be 3, then. It might be 3, and I might have bought... I gotta look at release dates now. Son of a bitch.
I think 3 is my favorite.
It was a modern one that was my favorite one. I know that.
Yeah. I don't think there was... Yeah, because the most recent one was definitely 5, because I remember the fucking V.
There was a... God, was it the demo for 3? I'm trying to think. There was a multiplayer demo. It might have been for 3. One of them had Metro as one of the maps. I know that.
I think that's 3.
That was the subway one, because everybody had flashlights on. And
or maybe that was 4.
That's exactly. See where I am now? Because there was Metro, which was you were in subway tunnels, and one of the teams was rushing in from outside.
Yep.
And if you were defending, you just looked down into this.
Yep.
Blazing white light, and we're like,
and there was like just fog usually, like it was just like you couldn't see shit.
And then if you looked down from outside in, and people had the flashlight attachment, you couldn't see a damn thing either. Yeah. Also, people kept falling through the map and killing through the floor in that.
Yep.
But then there was also another map
that was the like prison.
No,
okay, me. There was one that was like a prison kind of that was like. It was small, underground, and closed, kind of, and there's a huge, like, tower, and like, not tower, but, like, a huge, like, thing in the middle that you could, like, actually destroy if you sat there long enough. It was, like, a circular thing. A circular room with, like,
I feel like we're in the same place. I'm talking about the demo specifically.
Okay.
Because the demo...
Maybe it's the same map, because I think the subway was on one end.
It was a conquest map, so you pushed through. Because you ran in, captured, and then you just kind of kept going down through the subway. The other map, which I think was available only on certain things for that one, was the giant green, like, outside world map. I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was a very large, like, forest map with... It was one of their extra large, like, conquest ones with 5 capture points on it. Or, sorry, I meant Rush, not Conquest. Rush was the Metro one of you took one and then pushed further and then pushed further.
My issue with the new Battlefield game is, like, it's hard for me to imagine them doing a good modern Battlefield. Like, it's hard for me to imagine, like, a truly modern Battlefield game, and I don't know why.
I think they can definitely do it. Okay, so it was... Okay, it's three. Because I'm not allowed to have Bad Company 2, so it's three. Because Bad Company was fine, but Bad Company 2 had the Bad Company 2 Vietnam expansion, and that was, we dominated in there, and it was a ton of fun. But then, yeah, Battlefield 3 was the one where we were playing on the demo of the console, and then Battlefield 4 is the one that I got for PC, and I just never really played it because I never had anybody that was playing it as well, so I was just kind of like, oh, alright. But Battlefield 3, I believe, also one of the maps, and this is going to be, once again, this might have been Battlefield. Do you remember a map where you parachuted in at the top of a hill? It was a rush map. And if you were at the attacking team, you parachuted in from the top of a hill, like a little base station. And there were ATVs and other vehicles. And you'd go down the hill, and this is a winter map, snow map. And there were buildings down there that you had to run in. You had to plant the C4 and blow up the things, and then push forward, rush style, if you remember, you know, the rush game mode. So people would load up C4 on ATVs and drive the ATV straight for the building and jump off at the last second and then blow the ATV to blow up the objective.
I do not recall that.
So there were all these different ways to do it, but one of the buildings was, there was like, it was like a small kind of office building, and then there was scaffolding in the next building next to it, like they were doing construction. And Aaron and I at the time were pretty decent shots with the bolt-action sniper rifle in the recon class. So, a la Battlefield. Go up on the hill that you spawn at, kind of, in a full ghillie suit, hiding in a bush, looking down at the battlefield, and just popping people in the construction area. To the point where the game was weird. You could fire one shot, and when you do the reload animation, it kicks you out of your scope. And we were far enough away that as you'd be doing the animation, you'd get the hit marker. So if you just pulled the trigger as fast as you could again, you could basically fire exactly where you just fired before you went back down into the scope. So we would just drop people that way because they wouldn't move. And so it's just, I'm reloading, reloading. Boom, got him. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
I'm sure he pissed off a lot of people.
Sure we did, but there was also no real like kill cams at the time, because Battlefield doesn't do kill cams. They just show you who killed you and where they are, but they don't do like the Call of Duty kill cam. I'd be all for it, because I'd like to play a modern one on the PC and actually have people that are playing it and stuff. Because I've played the last two ones on PC, and I've enjoyed them both on PC, but I just, when I first played that modern one, I was like, I have no, there's nobody here. I'm all alone. I don't like this. I don't like it. It was also kind of, I believe, my first foray into like PC shooting, kind of. I had been playing other things like Diablo and World of Warcraft and stuff like that, obviously, but I hadn't switched over to trying to play a shooter on PC yet. And I believe that was my first, like, dip my toes in one. Number 7. A new report has offered more insight into the significant figures Google was pouring into securing third-party content for its Stadia streaming service. Bloomberg spoke to anonymous sources close to the deals who claim Google spent tens of millions of dollars on getting major publishers such as Ubisoft and Take-Two to bring some of their biggest games to Stadia. The report's author, Jason Schreier, offered more context via Twitter, clarifying that this was tens of millions of dollars for each port. In another tweet, Schreier suggested Google paid $20 million to Ubisoft to port Assassin's Creed and The Division. He added that Take-Two Interactive, which had Red Dead Redemption 2 and NBA 2K20 available on Stadia at launch, was also raking it in. A separate report by Wired suggests that Google didn't put as much investment in its internal studios as one would think. According to Wired, quote, it would be months until Google would actually hire the bulk of the studio's developers. Stadia employees shared the concern that the technology felt like a beta at launch, end quote. Call me surprised. 'Cause I'm not.
I mean, that would have been foregoing the beta at launch, which was true. If they had just...
It's still beta, people. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. If they had just said, fuck the first-party studio shit and just paid third-party...
They would have been better off.
Yeah, they would have been better off.
Or you do it the reverse, and you don't ever announce the thing. You announce you're doing games and then drop the service later, you'd also be better off.
Yeah.
You can't start doing both. You can't announce Stadia as a thing and then say, and we're making games for it. Like, no, we have been making games for it, and Stadia is a thing. Like, hey, Stadia is a thing. Our first game will be up in 3 months.
Yeah.
Get in, check out the service, get used to it for 3 months, and we'll give you our game. I could have fixed Stadia when they launched it, but I don't get paid that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a lot of money.
It would. I'd also get thrown out of a third-story window.
Updating Wii U.
What if we didn't launch?
Go
update. Yeah, Stadia. Somehow Google goes, you need to go update the Wii U. That's your punishment. What the fuck?
We secretly own Nintendo.
You need to go start doing the framework for Google Plus again. What?
Whoa. Number 8. Speaking of Stadia, Relogic has announced that the Stadia port of Terraria is now back in development. Quote, after a month of pushing and with the immense support of our fans, Google finally reached out and was able to provide a lot of transparency around the situation and to restore access to all of our accounts. End quote.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I feel like Google
is confused.
When it comes to Google and specifically YouTube and like the whole like account bans and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like so much of it is automated that they don't even know what's going on.
No, that's 100% what it is. There was somebody I saw the other day who I think was doing like a baseball video or something? It was somebody on Twitter and they had, maybe it was a gaming thing. It was a screen cap from their YouTube studio or whatever, that they're like, this video has been taken down because you can't use any of these words. N-word, C-word, F-word, any of those like offensive things. Like, and he's like, there's none of that in any of the video. I have no idea what you're talking about or what you think. More importantly, what you think I said.
Just nuts to me. Like, half the time something happens and they're just like, there's nothing. You don't hear anything until later on. They're like, oh.
Yeah, and it's like, there's no way a human reviewed this video because those don't exist in there. And there's also no way I'm probably going to get a review because Google just tries to automate everything to the nth degree, which, mind you, they kind of need to for how big YouTube is. But there is and we've said this before, when we've dealt with the YouTube ban stories or anything like that, you can automate to the nth degree, but you need to have a very large human team ready to answer when it goes wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because certain things, now that people make a living on YouTube, you can't wait. You need to just go immediately, like as fast as you can within a 72-hour turnaround. Somebody opens a case, they go watch the video and go, you're right, that doesn't have anything in that, checked, move on.
Yep.
And when I say a 72-hour window, I'm talking multiple teams working around a 72-hour clock. There's a lot of hours in this world, and Google is global, goddammit. There's no reason for 24 hours not to be, like, for their services to not always be going. I'm sure they're probably like, oh, we want regional things or whatever, like, English speakers to watch English videos. Obviously, that makes sense or whatever. But there's just like, so many things that could easily be done. Anyway.
It's crazy.
Is it mine?
I believe so.
Sorry, I got attacked by a cat. Yeah, that's you. That's you, you beautiful furball. Number 9, Naughty Dog's The Last of Us Part 2 is up for 13 awards at this year's BAFTAs, the largest number for a single game since the event started in 2004. I'm assuming the previous record was probably held by The Last of Us. Sony Interactive Entertainment should end up having a good night at the BAFTAs. Sucker Punch's Ghost of Tsushima received 10 nominations. Insomniac Marvel Spider-Man. Oh my god. Miles Morales got 7. Media Molecule's Dreams got 7. And Sumo Digital's Sackboy, A Big Adventure got 4. The nominees for Best Game are Animal Crossing New Horizons, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and The Last of Us Part 2. The BAFTA Awards will be live streamed on March 25th. I somehow ignored 17 words in that last sentence and just ran through it.
Good old live edit.
I just read through it and then I looked at the words. I was like, I didn't say any of that. A lot of things in the BAFTA. A lot of things. A
lot of Sony things.
Can't say I'm surprised. They had a solid year.
Some of it surprises me. I don't know about Dreams getting 7 nominations.
Yeah, but remember the BAFTAs are closer to like DICE, so they get real imaginative and shit. And you're like, oh yeah, Dreams is imaginative, but also Dreams is just like a game engine, so I really don't know what you're looking at there. But
also Miles Morales as Game of the Year or Best Game.
A big shout there. Not what I would have said.
No. Especially
good game. Good game.
If you look at the competition like Animal Crossing,
Hades. Half-Life,
yep. I'm glad to see that in there. Even The Last of Us. Ghost of Tsushima should win, I think. I would say Half-Life Alyx, but I think realistically Ghost of Tsushima should win.
But Last of Us is going to win.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Number 10.
Epic. We can only be right so many times, Matt, before the world tells us we're wrong. And then we once again say, you're wrong?
I mean, I'm rarely right, so.
That's not true. You're on a podcast with me. Therefore, you're mostly right.
I don't think. I mean,
in the collective public view, we're mostly right.
Okay.
Specifically, when I tell you you're wrong and I'm right, different scenario.
Number 10.
I think that's how that works.
Usually. Epic Games announced the acquisition of Tonic Games Group. The parent company of Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout developer, Mediatonic. In addition to Mediatonic, Tonic Games Group includes 42 games. I totally skipped over a whole sentence. Tonic Game Group includes publishing label The Irregular Corporation and startup studio 42 Games. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Epic said it won't be pulling Fall Guys from any storefronts and, quote, will continue to invest in making the game a great experience for players across platforms, end quote.
Cool.
Epic Games.
I mean, we'll be interested to see because I really haven't seen much Fall Guys anything lately. So,
all right. So they're going to take Fortnite. They're going to take Fall Guys.
Put them together.
And smush them together.
Can't wait to see all the Fortnite weekend events when it's Fall Guys maps. They have to just run through.
Yep.
Number 11, class action lawsuit news. Live at 11. The class action lawsuit EA faced over the use of its patented dynamic difficulty adjustment tech has been dropped. In a statement, the publisher revealed the plaintiffs themselves have dismissed the case after EA provided them with the detailed technical information and the opportunity to speak to its engineers. The case centered around the accusation that EA was using dynamic difficulty adjustment, which uses AI to adjust difficulty throughout a gaming session, to push people towards buying loot boxes.
Okay.
What?
You just, you know, your anchor voice there.
Oh, when I switch into that one? Yeah, that's pretty good.
I felt like it got progressively deeper the more you read.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll do it again. Oh, I'll definitely do it again. The next one will be fun to do it with.
Number 12. Is that Zynga? Is that how you're supposed to say that?
I say Zynga.
Zynga? Zynga.
You know, 50-50.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
I also changed how I pronounce Tsushima. I don't know if you noticed that. I flipped it both times. Because there's Tsushima, mm-hmm. which is the way that we've said it, but if I hear somebody else say it that like knows it, Tsushima? They say Tsushima.
Tsushima, yeah. Zynga announced that it has acquired Torchlight 3 developer Etra Games.
Sounds good. Yeah. Also haven't heard anything about Torchlight 3 since that got created.
Yep, same. Don't know why I put it on here, to be honest with you.
Honestly, probably could have been at 15 and or the section that we have lovingly named now for questionable things we didn't quite write full paragraphs on.
Oh, that's back.
It's never there. Not been there.
It wasn't there last week, I don't think.
Don't you do that to yourself. Don't you do that to yourself.
I think.
Don't you do that, Matthew. All right, let's see how this goes.
Number 13. There's some crazy shit going on between the publisher and the developer of the sinking city. I think we may have talked about the drama from the initial release, but there's still gas getting poured on the fire. Here's the TLDR. The Sinking City developer Frogwares has said the version of its game currently on Steam was not made by Frogwares and alleges that it was pirated by the publisher. Frogwares had to issue a DMCA takedown in order for its own game to be removed from the store. Publisher Nacon accuses Frogwares of, quote, sabotaging our investments.
Why did I start getting southern? And acting in bad faith. Why? I noticed it right as I was getting into sabotaging our investments. And I
you were like, doing it earlier as well. I started a little bit, and I was like, okay, take a turn here.
I heard it a little bit earlier, and I tried to recorrect, but then the moment it was like, and they accused Frogwares of sabotaging our investments.
So, like, the regional reporter for NPR in Texas sounds like that.
Yeah.
And that's what you wrote. I was like, well, this is weird.
Also, because you wrote that one with actual, like, personal takes the entire time. Yeah. So I think that's what kind of killed me is I started doing a personal thing more than just a true news read.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was weird.
The series of events for this situation.
It was so weird because I saw that there were the articles that came out saying, like, the Sinking City developer doesn't want you to buy its game.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's not a YouTube clickbait title at all.
And then you read it and it's like, oh, they really don't.
And then I'm looking at it a little bit more and I'm like, oh, yeah, they don't want it because somebody's literally trying to steal money from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw that they had to issue a DMCA takedown for their own game and went, well, if that doesn't prove this shit's not broken, I don't know what does.
What a shit show. Do you want to talk about the next one or no?
No, honestly, I don't.
Okay. So...
Because I don't think it pertains to anything.
No, it's just
it's not bullshit. Even it's not even like a big role.
Like, what do I... things to watch and discuss that we've made a list of. Microsoft released, announced, shown their...
Debuted.
That's a good way to do it. Microsoft Mesh, which is a AR platform for development and
you guys like Iron Man?
Research.
There you go.
It's
basically early Iron Man. You get to wear a sweet glove.
Yep.
Well, or that one weird bone-looking glove that person was wearing.
Yep. And building off of that, Niantic made a demo of Pokemon Go using HoloLens. So I guess the idea is that Mesh is...
I think Mesh is the software, HoloLens is the hardware. That's all.
Yeah, they got that like new one, the new AR thing. Is that?
Oh yeah, I think it's just the new
HoloLens, probably. HoloLens 2 or whatever.
Probably 3 at this point, honestly.
Yeah, I think 2's been out for a while.
They never talk as we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about HoloLens, and then well, fucking here we go.
Yep.
What else can we will into existence?
They heard us, and they were like, "How fucking show those guys?"
They found out. They remembered the one podcast that exists with 6 listeners. Found out.
Got them. Yeah, I don't know. It looks cool.
Can we will anything else into existence?
What do you want? What do we want?
I don't know. What do we want? I kind of honestly with like a waffle right now.
A Belgian waffle? Belgian waffle.
Regular? Strawberry whipped cream. Yeah, see, exactly.
Belgian waffle, like a hot Belgian waffle.
Mm, yeah, has
with
to be
like
fresh. Yeah, yeah.
A small scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, I take that instead of the whipped cream.
And then also strawberry syrup.
Only if it also has strawberries. Strawberries and strawberry syrup. I do want some actual fruit.
Or actually, you know what? If I would do strawberries, but then like real maple syrup with the vanilla ice cream and the hot waffle. Like that,
yes,
authentic,
agreed. Yeah,
maple,
yeah, yeah,
syrup.
No, I agree. I think if we're doing this, we're taking a Belgian waffle and we're doing like a fruit outer ring, because the ice cream scoop is clearly going to go in the middle, but then over the ice cream scoop is where we're going to drizzle that maple syrup and get that nice effect.
Yeah, I could get behind this. This is terrible that we're doing this to ourselves.
To ourselves or to everybody that's listening and now wants a Belgian waffle?
I know, right?
Worse for them.
Guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Guess I know what I'm not doing this weekend.
You know what I thought? I didn't know if you like Belgian waffles, but one of my dinner things is we got the Belgian waffle maker.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, we should do Belgian waffles for dinner some night. I'm like, it's probably stupid.
Fun fact about what tonight would have been, had I had the balls to do it, but I didn't. I was going to do chicken waffles sandwiches.
I could get behind that.
Just same chicken we had. Waffle patties, or like waffle buns, essentially.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffle sandwich. Throw some bacon in there. Mm. Bacon, chicken, waffle, lettuce, tomato, cheese. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
And if you could, you get a little bit of the ones that... Because I would have just gotten frozen waffles.
Because
let's be honest, I'm not trying to, you know... Waffles? But we get frozen waffles, but we have to get the ones that have like a little bit of something in them already.
Mm-hmm.
Like maples, something. Yeah. So that way they have a little bit of... Boom.
Making
or whole wheat ones.
Like genuine Belgian waffles. A lot of work. You gotta go to Belgium. Yeah, you gotta do like genuine whipping. Like you have to create foam.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I've never made a Belgian waffle.
I fake have made Belgian waffles a couple times because we got the Belgian waffle maker. Really nice. Like it a lot. And then I was like looking up how to make Belgian waffles, and I was like, oh, this is like a lot of work. I'm just going to fake this. Like, is there a way to fake this? And of course, the internet's got an answer for you. So that's nice.
You know where you could make Belgian waffles, though? Microsoft Mesh.
That's true.
Cool way to bring that one back. Neat.
No, Mesh does look cool. It's developer and research only, really.
Yeah. I would love to play with a HoloLens, though.
Yeah.
I just want to go talk to one of these developers and be like, let me do things. I will be your test dummy.
I don't know. What do you like? How long has it been since HoloLens first came out or first was shown?
A while. Over 5 years, I think.
At what point?
Actually, no, 100% over 5 years, probably 7 years.
At what point? So we have Google Glass, which is small form factor glasses.
Which people forget exist, but yeah, they still exist.
At what point do we get the form factor of Google Glasses?
The power of mesh combined.
Combined. 10 years or shorter?
I think 10 is probably a solid bet. I mean, the whole joke is technology is an exponential growth graph.
Yeah.
But for what they're asking and trying to do, at least 10 years. I'd like to be proven wrong, but I know I won't. Also, an Elden Ring trailer leaked.
Yep.
So we'll see how that plays out.
I
don't really give a shit, so I'm not one of those people that is hyped over it.
I'm not either. I saw it initially and was like, this just looks like every other From Software game.
Yeah.
And then, but slightly cheesier, and then I saw the crap that we were talking about earlier about how, like, apparently, obviously rumors... Apparently, this is not a From Software trailer. It was made by the publisher for internal use, and it was like From Software's first time seeing it as well, which kind of explains like the weird cheesiness of the trailer.
But yeah, yep.
Didn't seem like their normal style.
No, and it still just... I love the joke that Elden Ring actually isn't real anyway. That's the joke that's been going around for a while. So
that's a good joke.
I just also just don't give a shit about the game. That's part of my own problem. Like, I just don't care. I won't care. I don't care about things until they exist, and this doesn't exist yet. So
I also feel that way, and I had that thought at some point this week, and I can't remember what it was over, but I distinctly remember having the thought, I don't care about it until I see it in real life.
Hmm.
And it was about a game, and I can't remember what it was.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was the... Oh, which is not in here, which is funny, the Henry Cavill Mass Effect thing.
Oh, that he was reading the...
Yeah.
Some of the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, cool, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I know you...
I mean...
You double don't give a shit.
I literally double... Yeah, I doubled... I double don't give a shit. Yeah, because I don't give a shit about Mass Effect. And
yeah.
I just also don't give a shit about Mass Effect. So, that's how I double don't give a shit.
So, you're so weird.
No.
Mass Effect's good, though.
Don't start with me. Don't start with me.
That's good.
We're not doing this.
It's good. It's bro, it's good. No, like, it's...
Where were you on the ending of
three? What's the other thing you don't like?
Half-Life?
Yeah, Half-Life. No, is it Elder Scrolls 2?
Yes.
I don't understand you.
Elder Scrolls, because both times I've had bad experiences when I've tried to play them, and now I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm done.
Well, what surprises me more than anything, though, is Mass Effect, because I can get it, because you kind of have, like, a low-key aversion to high fantasy in that, like, certain high fantasy.
Not even just high fantasy. It's usually high sci-fi. Like, high fantasy, I play WoW.
I know, but, like, other, like, popular high fantasy games.
Dragon Age.
You're kind of, like, with.
I think it's high sci-fi specifically that I'm really, because Half-Life kind of is in the same... What, very science fiction-y.
Yeah, I guess so, but like that just surprises me.
But like, what other high fantasy, like, what, Final Fantasy? That's high fantasy. I don't fuck about that. Where do you?
Well, Elder Scrolls, the From Software shit.
FromSoft is a different beast, but that's because of the style of the game.
Yeah.
And I suck at them.
I guess it's weird that you wouldn't like space operas.
What?
Sci-fi.
Oh, that's all true. Yeah, space operas, yeah. I mean, I enjoy sci-fi things. I think it's just that usually when it gets to a game, a lot of times I either just don't, like, I think it's just written poorly usually, mm-hmm. and it's all, it's like when I read certain, when I talked about when I read that book most recently and they were discussing, like, gamer conventions,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I know that's not how it is. Please shut up.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, if they get it close without really stepping over the line, I'm like, okay, I can tolerate this. But so many times when we watch demos for games and they're doing listening to people do comms that they're never letting anybody ever talk the way they would in real life,
mm-hmm.
I'm done. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
I would rather watch the trailer on mute than listen to people use fake voice comms.
Yeah.
I probably would enjoy Mass Effect. I never played it when it was like the thing. Stigma, so
isn't it?
There's also the giant BioWare problem. I mean, I enjoyed Dragon Age and I enjoyed Star Wars, but I think I have to be in the mood for it though. That's the big problem. Because it's a giant RPG that is choice based and yada yada. And if I don't connect with somebody
mm-hmm.
in a choice based RPG, we're gonna have a real hard time for me sticking around. Also, did you hate the ending of 3?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I didn't.
I know that. I just remember everybody being a bunch of whiny.
I mean, it was one of those situations where, like, I think we've talked about it before, but like. There was no way to make everyone happy.
No, from my understanding, there was no way. And then you just had a bunch of whiny people on the internet screaming.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I didn't like that. And like,
yeah, well, okay, cool. That's not your problem. It's like, yeah, I don't care.
You didn't make the game. I don't know.
I told the story I wanted to tell. Fuck off.
Yep.
But that's how, I mean, that's people. Speaking of science fiction, Aliens Fireteam.
Yeah, another little four-player
co-op shooter.
Co-op wave shooter. Wave, is that what it is? Wave shooter?
Sure, it is now.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they're... Left 4 Dead thing?
Left 4 Dead, yeah. Left 4 Dead Aliens game. Like, yeah. Y'all got to be careful because it's going to get real crowded and you will not come out alive. I'm not even confident in Back for Blood.
Back for Blood, I wouldn't say I'm confident in. I'm hopefully curious.
I'm hopeful for it, but I'm
optimistically
not
curious.
Ooh, there you go. I like that. Optimistically curious. I'm not hopeful on any of these 4-person co-op shooters currently because the people have rose-tinted glasses when looking back at everything. And
oh, I totally agree.
I am closing this because I fucking wrote the... I did not write in an entire segment that I wanted to, so I'm writing it in next week.
Okay.
All the deals.
Oh.
But people look back with rose-tinted glasses and don't realize the entire landscape has changed. And I don't think they work anymore.
That's
for,
my
they
angle.
Don't work for the longevity of them.
Yeah.
They get the nice month splash and then...
That's my angle as well. We were watching a little bit of the footage and the game visually looks decent, okay. Not crazy, but it looks all right. Looks modern enough.
Looks like what I would expect from a modern Aliens title.
Yes. But like the build of the world, the mechanics, the gameplay is so mediocre. It looks like it existed, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is my issue with those style of games is they haven't, no one has modernized them. And I don't know if you can, you probably can, but no one has modernized it.
I think part of it is going to come to least common denominator. Because I'm betting it's going to be a PS5, Xbox Series title, and Xbox One PS4 title.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they can't afford to alienate people. Because alien, get it, joke, but they need the money that is an option of, you know, the potential money when what you and I both want is people to cut the damn cord and move forward with game development.
Yeah.
So we can actually get, like you're saying, when there's those spitters and every other Left 4 Dead enemy that was in there, the juggernauts and the witches. Be really funny if there's just a witch at some point in there. Just an alien in the corner crying.
Ripley in the corner crying.
Just attracting aliens. Honestly, it's not far off from the entire movie. But that happening and the spitters doing their thing, and like you were saying, with the acid, like that should be like eroding things and making like bad things happen. Like not just it's a green pool on the ground.
Yeah, there should be some sort of like level development going on there.
Yeah. I want to see more levolution.
Yeah, there we go. Battlefield tie-in.
Yeah.
Levolution.
Nothing better when that giant crane falls over the exact same way every single time.
Or that giant building coming down the same way every time.
Ah, man, Hardline, right? Just remember the Hardline trailer with the crane. Oh, God, what a time. Anyway, and MLB The Show 21 coming out April 20th announced it's officially having Stadium Creator. I'm excited. I've wanted it for years, ever since I could do it in MVP Baseball 04 and 05.
Seems to be people are thrilled about it, excited for it.
Seems pretty deep as well, at least in the trailer. Customized wall heights and distances and... I'm just going to make like a bunch of random pockets that are 5 feet deeper than everywhere else and then make my wall a bunch of triangles.
I like it, like teeth.
Yeah. Potentially impale your outfielder if he tries to rob a home run from me. That's what you get. You might have caught the ball, but your arm's stuck on the ledge.
Or just like, I don't know, have a giant wall, which wouldn't really be that
exciting.
Can
I draw a penis?
A penis-shaped field?
No, penis-shaped wall. Like just in randomly in the wall, there's just... a part that comes up a little bit, then goes up a lot, then comes down, then goes just down a little bit more.
I'm sure you can. I wonder if you can alter the, like, the diamond at all, like the base paths and stuff. If they're going to let you do that, or if they're just going to be like, that has to stay the same.
If they do, I hope it would just be, like, a determination of, do you want, like, an all-grass field, like, there's no dirt type of thing, or something like that. I would love them to have a lot of... mowing options for the outfield.
So you could do designs?
Yeah, let me custom design a mowing path in, like an Etch-a-Sketch. Just literally make it like an Etch-a-Sketch. So it's just me going an entire Etch-a-Sketch and see what people do.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool.
And they said you could share them online.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even more pumped for that, just to see what somebody that is clearly much better than me make and take and say, I did this, even though I
couldn't. It is reminiscent of the like Predator golf course or something, and like the jungle golf courses in the golf games and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Those ones are quite insane. Insane in the membrane. Crazy insane. Got no brain. What have you been up to the last 7 days?
What the fuck did we watch? We watched something. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I subscribed to HBO Max. So we have the HBO shows. That's exciting.
How about that South Park?
Have not watched South Park.
I know. I don't ever expect you to.
Oh, we watched Chernobyl. That's what we watched.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's right, because she hadn't watched Chernobyl.
She hadn't watched Chernobyl, so we watched Chernobyl. We're watching Samurai Jack right now.
Ah, finally.
Maybe
you'll play the game.
All the Godzilla movies are on there, except for the first of the new Godzillas.
King of the Monsters? Or the one before that?
The one before it.
Godzilla.
Yep, Godzilla. And I was like, oh, I'm going to catch up so we can watch the new one.
I wanted to say Godzilla 3D, but I
because the new one's on there.
The new one?
Yep.
Versus Kong?
Yeah,
comes out at the end of the month.
It's coming out. It's dropping on HBO Max.
Day and date.
So I was like, oh, let me catch up. And I went to go look for the first one.
We need to do this together.
Couldn't find it.
I want so badly. What are you doing this weekend? Can we sit down and at least watch Godzilla King of the Monsters together?
So probably.
So you can witness my pain.
Yeah.
Because I watched that alone and I was not drunk. Or inebriated in any sense, stone sober, working when I discussed this in the summer. And it is a fucking trip.
Well, there's that to look forward to.
I mean, it's no, you know, two people fighting inside of a diorama, picking up the other monster and throwing it through a table.
So many of those.
They're so good.
What else have I been doing? I started playing WoW again. World of Warcraft.
Dangerous.
Not
World of Warships? The other WoW?
The other WoW. So we'll see how long that lasts.
You want my over-under bet?
Sure.
It's
kind of skewed now, though, because the leveling is so much faster. So that has... That can... That, like, has a more chance to keep me in. But who knows?
You'll only really slow once you hit 50.
Which makes sense because...
Yeah, your new expansion.
Yeah. The other WoW, World of Warships, I haven't played this week. I've just been watching the whole community implode.
Oh,
so that's been fun. Did not know
that was even a thing.
I just
tried to think of something with another WoW abbreviation or an acronym. Yeah.
So much drama. It's ridiculous.
In the LBC?
Yep. That's it for what I've been doing. My mom has gone nuts. She has
gone nuts.
Is nuts. She
love your mother.
She found Samantha's baby registry online, which hadn't been posted yet.
Oh,
found it on her by her own means.
Yeah,
and just started ordering shit. Which the baby registry was not like finalized. Samantha was still like picking things out. So we ordered the stroller before anyone else could, as like a thing, because we wanted a fancy stroller.
Yeah, you want so. There's certain things that you do want specifically.
We didn't want anyone to buy it because it was very expensive. So we bought it ourselves.
Then a second one showed up.
No. The crib showed up, mattress showed up.
Did she ever say anything or did it just...
She did not. Samantha found out because the registry itself
alerts you.
Alerted her that people were buying things. And so that's been interesting.
Dude, some parents, like when they get the chance to become grandparent,
mm-hmm.
go ham.
My mom's got this thing, because she already has grandkids. My brother has two kids. I think she, because I don't know if it's because I'm the baby, you know?
Yeah.
Or if...
I mean, no matter what, you'll always
be
the baby.
She's going extra ham. So that's interesting. That's all I got going on, though.
I mean, it'll wear off at about year two.
Hopefully.
She's got to get you through those first 2 years where she's like, "You're so precious."
I'm just concerned because that, and then Samantha, who's basically been baby crazy from birth.
That's a long time to be baby crazy.
She's also just like losing her shit. So,
well, when you need the escape, you have it.
I don't think it'll matter. There's probably a tracker implanted on me somewhere.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter if there was. Like, she wouldn't know where you went.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. True, true. What have you been up to?
Nothing with babies.
Good for you. Keep it that way. No.
Nothing with babies. Nothing with other people. Me, myself, and I playing World of Warcraft.
Sounds like life.
The best anti-baby device I have. World of Warcraft and this podcast. We did manage to kill Heroic
Castle Nathria.
Thank you. Thank you.
You and your guild. Clap, clap.
Me and my guild. Yes. Clap, clap. Very proud of them for achieving what at points I was convinced would not happen. At least not happen this week. The joke was, would we get it before the new patch comes out? Because obviously that is your deadline to get what we were trying to get, which is called ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we might get it like the month before. And my guess is that the new patch doesn't hit until either late May or June. So
does the new patch bring more things?
It brings the next raid and stuff like that.
Oh, so it brings another raid.
Yeah, yeah. So then we start into that raid. But it was good. It was a good time. We did bring in 4 random people just to give some help because we were going to need some bonus damage and healing. And we pulled right up until our final pull of the night, Wednesday night, our first raid night of the week. And right before the final pull, one of the randoms had to leave for whatever reason. So he left, and literally the next pull, we killed it. So, sucks to be that guy.
You know what? Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, what it is, but now it's just every week will be go in on Heroic brand new and just whoever's bringing whatever characters, figure out what we're going to do. And then, that's the current state. I also don't expect us to continue raiding until the new stuff drops. I do. Now that the task has been accomplished, I expect even more drop off than we were seeing before. Yeah,
big fall off.
With few exceptions, obviously I don't go anywhere. I have about 5 other people that I know won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's just a you know, typical life cycle. We're kind of in a lull right now. Decent sized patch does drop next Tuesday. Of just a lot of changes are coming, a lot of tuning and stuff like that. So that's the one where we get the Valor upgrade. I don't know if we've discussed this on a podcast or not, but there are things I don't need to cover it here, but I can cover it. I can at least tell you afterwards. So yeah, that's really been it. It's just been that and me. It was me trying to do that this week, and then I just got caught up with a lot of work stuff too during the week where it was like, I can't actually just sit around and do nothing this week. I have to do things.
Whoa is me.
But yeah, no. I mean, it was fun because it was the first ahead of the curve I've gotten since Legion, which was 4 and a half years ago, something like that. So yeah, it was good to get that and just get it done and feel accomplished.
Hey, if it makes you happy, it makes you happy.
It does. It does. But yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got.
I'm good.
Even with that, we went longer than last week.
I don't think it helps. I think it hinders.
Yeah, I think it makes it worse.
Because then, if you want it to help, you got to put it up an hour up.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think
because
that's
with the 2 hours, we can do 2 hours. You know.
Yeah. I think with 1 hour, it keeps us a little bit more. We'll try 1 hour next week. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. In case you're curious, we have a timer up in the office trying to keep us on track, and we put it to 2 hours. That was a mistake. But we'll see you guys next week when we try to be a slightly shorter. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.